Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And, Coach, you got to be pretty impressed with your freshman class. I know I certainly am.
Well, thanks, Kelly. I apologize for the long post-game.
Oh, no worries.
But, just all around, it was obviously fun to see them play in a game situation and go against a different opponent. But certainly, I thought after, maybe the first shift, I thought everybody settled down and we saw some of the talent that these freshmen have. And like I said, they get up and down the ice and pretty impressive. I know a lot of the players on the bench in the third period were talking about that four of the five goals were scored by freshmen. But certainly getting that many pucks to the net, you'd like to get a few more in, but, we'll just keep working on it. Like I told them just now, the bottom line is we got some tape that we can view and utilize to help us get better.
It was fun to see how you put together different people out there on different shifts. What was there any particular group of people that you saw out there that you were really impressed with even more?
I just wanted to give everybody opportunities with different people, not just be set with any one line. We went with four centers, the first two periods they were the same, and then we've switched Sylvia and Riley in the third period just to give them each an opportunity to play a different position. But I was telling Amber, I said, I'm going to put you in charge of picking the lineup for next Friday because, all 14 of them really did a nice job up front, and I thought all the defensemen did a nice job as well. So, they're making it hard for us, and that's what you like to see. They work hard, they compete, and, I thought all of them, certainly the moment wasn't too big for them tonight.
It was nice to see your veterans setting up those freshmen. Great play tonight by, some of your defenders like Melissa Hunt and Alexis Joyce. Of course, great play by Emma Terrace to set up Mac Lange there for that fifth goal. And Bailey Wright's play to Kiki Radke for the fourth goal. The chemistry is so good. It's so fun to see that your veterans have accepted those freshmen and are setting them up. And like you said, they seem to click after that first period. And, talk about the culture and the chemistry of this team, because it's something that most fans don't get to see. And I see a little bit of it off the ice and on the ice here.
Well, what we've seen now, Kelly, we got here, school started the 21st of August, so that's pretty much the time that they got together for the first time as a group. And in that course of time, it's obviously you have nine new faces that are being, brought into the group. And I've always said since I've been here, the key is that we got to come together as quick as we can, because in order for us to be successful in this league, we've got to be a united team. We've got to be a group that plays for each other and realize you're part of something bigger than yourselves. And, everybody comes in here, they're the best players on their high school teams. And now you might play a completely different role. You might not even be in the lineup. And how do you handle all that? And that's, to us, that's the key to our culture is we really, really emphasize the team portion of it and how every single player is important. Whether you're in their lineup or not, you're valued for who you are as a person, not for what you do on the ice, all those things. And again, I credit our seniors for really, really driving that. And that's to us, that's the key. So when you see that play on the ice being selfless and moving the puck to somebody that's in a better spot, I mean, that's the key for us. And if we can keep doing that, keep getting better at it, I think we got a chance to be a pretty doggone good hockey team.
Well, you got a chance to see all three of your goalies tonight. They didn't see a lot of action. How hard is it going to be to figure out who's going to start that first weekend against Syracuse?
Well, that's we tell them every day in practice is an opportunity to show us what you can do, and they certainly know that. And we've stressed how important every practice is, and the goalies know that. They're like games for them. They got to go out there and they got to perform. So they'll have. We're going to take tomorrow off. That's our off day, and then we'll get back at it Friday. But, we've got, four or five good practices prior to that Friday game.
You've got Syracuse here at home. You guys played them on the road last year. How much of it – have you even thought about how much different their team is this year compared to when we saw them last year?
Not really. I know they have – I think they have seven freshmen, on their team as well. So – that we went in there obviously at the beginning of the year and took two, and they're a very prideful team. I think they got a great coaching staff, and they're certainly going to remind their team of that. So we have to be ready. It'll be exciting. We're already looking forward to it.
Coach, congrats on a big win, 5-0, and we'll talk to you at media day next week.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate
yep.
it.